The views expressed are not necessarily those of KSCJ and Powell Broadcasting Company. This program is not intended to replace the advice of doctors or other clinical providers. Consult with your practitioner to ensure the proper course of action for you.
Welcome to When Things Aren't Going Well on AM 1360, FM 94.9, KSCJ. This program is dedicated to your mental health wellness and brought to you by Family Services, a United Way partner agency. Here's your host, Art Silva.
Good morning, Siouxland, and welcome to When Things Aren't Going Well. The show is dedicated to your mental wellness and how you can help yourself navigate the daily highway of life. We hope to educate and motivate you to help improve your mental wellness environment. I'm Art Silva, and our show is brought to you by our Family Services, a United Way partner agency serving the Siouxland community. Joining me today is my colleague and co-host, Brenda Geisinger, Chief Operating Officer at Boys and Girls Home and Family Services. Good morning, Brenda.
Ho, ho, ho. Here we go.
How you living, huh? You got the spirit. Huh? I love it. I love it. Okay. You making a list? Checking it twice?
I am. Am I naughty or nice? That's okay, the question.
I'm going to find out on Christmas Day. I love it. Well, Brenda, would you please introduce today's guest and our topic?
Today, we have with us Sandy Jacobsma. She's been with us before, a long time ago, but she is back. She is a therapist in her outpatient clinic and does phenomenal work with all ages and also does faith-based. And today, we are going to talk about grandparents, given it's the holiday season and a lot of grandchildren might be around their grandparents. We thought we'd discuss that topic today.
Well, welcome, Sandy, and how are you this morning?
I'm great. Thank you.
Wonderful. Well, thanks for joining us. We have a great topic, so let's get busy. Let's talk about grandparents. And let's just define briefly what they are, who they are.
Grandparents are the ones who have adult children or maybe teenagers who have children.
Okay, so, okay, listen, I'm your father's father, right? That's what I say. Okay, I'm your father's father. And it's funny how the interaction goes and how it varies by families. You can have closeness. We're going to talk about a lot of things with grandparents. But grandparents in general, I got to say, that's the haven. That's the oasis we've all learned to go to growing up for the most part. Unless you got like a bad Santa kind of grandparent. But, you know, for the most part, they console. They give you, they help correct the parents sometimes. They jump in and you know, that's where you go to get your, hey, what do you think about this, Grandpa? And I think I told my son, I can undo in 5 minutes what it took you 2 years to put in place. So just let me around these kids and have a good time. But grandparents, when you think of grandparents, does it bring a smile to your face?
Definitely, because I have four granddaughters.
You are blessed.
I am very blessed, and they all are great kids. One thing I have learned, though, is I do not, especially in front of the grandkids, intervene in how my children parent.
You stay, okay, laissez-faire, as they call it, huh?
I do.
Oui, oui. Well, I try to. I'll start there. I try to. But I'm learning now to say, that's not my family. I got to turn around and kind of like walk away and not even give the grandchild a chance to think that grandpa's going to save him, because that puts me in a spot. And I wasn't banker and spanker with my kids, so I don't want to pick that role up at grandparents. But what should the role be?
Our role should be to support our children as they parent. And I do not play the role of a therapist in my family, because that just is not my role. I'm grandma.
Grandma.
Or mom. And for me, I also have walked away and I've gone into my bedroom to breathe sometimes because I know that I would do things a bit differently. But if I need to have that conversation, I have it privately with my kids after they're gone and I have time to think about what I really want to say.
So that's pretty much, I could say, that's the traditional grandparent role for the most part. But let's talk about not all grandparents are the same. Not all families are the same. And culture plays into this. So let's look at this from a different cultural perspective, how grandparents are perceived.
I think that's really important because it is culturally different. In Native American families and Hispanic families, there's a much different role for grandparents, and it may be a very active role. When I worked at DHS and adoptions, I had a lot of grandparents who adopted their grandkids so that they didn't end up in the system when the parents could not parent.
Well, I'm Art Silver, and you're listening to When Things Aren't Going Well, and with me today is my colleague Brenda Geisinger, along with family services therapist Sandy Jacobsma, and we're talking about grandparents. Well, I noticed that a lot of times we have to look at how we treat our elders as a country, and I think we've gotten a lot better. There was a lot of elderly abuse going back 20, 30, 40 years, and we've worked on that. But other cultures, they relish the grandparent, and I know having worked with Toyota, I got involved a little bit with the Japanese culture, and they revere their grandparents, the elders. Mm-hmm. And that's not the case all the time, but in families, the grandparents of those cultures have more of a say.
That's right. And I saw that a lot, especially in my Native American or, you know, Latino families. When I work with them, it just is a different culture where I think for us in the U.S., some grandparents are very authoritative, and they really do step in and tell their adult children how to parent, and they take over during family times. And I don't think that breeds for the best relationships or for your grandchildren to see that disagreement.
Well, I'm going to come back to the United States here, and sitting next to me is my vote for the grandmother of the year, Brenda Geisinger. Brenda has that grandmother, that I don't know, softness is the right word, but it's just calming. And you want to talk about your two grandchildren?
So I have two grandchildren, a little boy and a newborn baby. For me as a grandparent, I'm just present. I like to read books, do cuddle, just play. I think kids can pick up if a grandparent is calm and not tense. And when you're playing with them and just enjoying, it doesn't have to be fast paced. You can just, you know, be still. And you don't have that work stress that sometimes parents have, or this routine or a schedule you have to get done. You can just hang out with them. My newborn granddaughter, the other night, my daughter called me, and she could hear my voice over the phone, and she started cooing.
Oh, wow.
And,
wow.
You know, they could just feel it when you're calm.
You know, we look at the family as being the central unit of everything, and it starts off with the baby and that bonding. And when we moved out here 36 years ago, my kids didn't tell me this until they were in their 20s, how much they miss the extended family, mm-hmm. grandparents, cousins, and stuff like that. So, you know, it's a great situation when grandparents have access to their grandchildren, but a lot of times you hear it because of distance or whatever,
right. They
don't. And that's a tough deal. So with FaceTime and stuff, you try to make up for it. It's not the same because you don't get that baby smell. You can't hear them laugh and mess with you. You know, you just miss the kids. The kids are just so great. But it's just something right now that it's a plus for the children. And I hate it when the children get caught in the middle of a grandparent or parent dispute. I don't like that. I won't want to ever cause that. But I think people should realize the message that they're sending to kids. So, I mean, and I feel for grandparents that have been, in certain cases, forbidden to see their children. Have you dealt with that, Sandy?
I have. And it is so difficult for the grandparents. I'm so thankful I'm not in that position. But it is like going through a divorce and where you don't see your children and one, you know, parent gets custody, and it is. And there are no grandparent rights in Iowa. And so grandparents don't have a right to see their grandchildren. You know, that's going to be totally dependent on the adult parents.
And I know that also, there's a cultural issue right there that comes into play. I know with our Native American population and how they feel about their children and what they want to do. So the family unit itself is changing, but it's still the same. We're looking at next year, talking more about families and family formations as we kick off 2023. Families are different. We know that. They were single family, but all families still need, you have that base requirement, the base resources you need. So coming up in 2023, we're going to talk about what a family needs and where can they find the help. We have to take this village approach because it can be absolutely overwhelming for some families, adults. And we see it now sliding right down to the children. The stress, the anxiety level in it. And it's something that I don't think people see is that the deaths that families have had from COVID, losing a member of the family, you know, kids aren't going to come out and say something. You've got to get with your child and talk. What's going on? If this happens, it's tough on everybody. But you got to lead, and you got to think as the child being that primary focus that this is what we're going to move. You know, it's different. Brenda, do you have a lot of interaction or any interaction with the grandparents, with our residential children?
Yeah, we do every once in a while. I will say, like Sandy mentioned, some grandparents have adopted the children that are with us. We also have situations where the grandparents are just actively involved, and it makes a difference. Just having that extra family member and extra support and someone that the child can talk to and that is engaged with us in the treatment process. I think it's also important to note that sometimes kids may not have grandparents, and that doesn't mean you can't be adopted as a grandparent. If you have that interest, you have a next door neighbor that's elderly and really gets involved and you kind of see them as a grandparent figure. I just think there's a lot of opportunities for the younger generation to connect with the older generation and really have that unconditional support and love. And that's really what it's about between a grandchild and a grandparent.
And when we don't have that, there's a tremendous void.
Yes.
That's a great idea, talking about adopting a grandparent. That's a great idea. Hey, we're coming up on our break, so continue to enjoy the dawn of another beautiful day. We'll be right back here with more of When Things Aren't Going Well, right here on 1360 AM, 94.9 FM, KSCJ.
Let's face it, it happens to all of us. However, the pandemic has compounded all of our lives and activities. Even the simplest tasks seem harder. Hi, I'm Brenda Geisinger, the Chief Operating Officer at the Boys and Girls Home and Family Services. Family Services is a United Way partner agency serving children and families of our community, and we're here to help. If you'd like to learn more about Family Services, please contact us via email, website, Facebook, or phone Mary Pickens. At Family Services, we change lives.
Welcome back to When Things Aren't Going Well on KSCJ. Here's Art Silva.
Welcome back to When Things Aren't Going Well. I'm Art Silva along with Brenda Geisinger and our guest family services therapist, Sandy Jacobsman. Let's continue our discussion on grandparents. Well, let's talk about how grandparents get involved when maybe the resources aren't there for a family. And you see, especially a lot now, we've just gone through this COVID pandemic. And that changed a lot how families live day to day. So any comments on that, Sandy?
I think we've seen more families having to live together. Adult children and grandkids move in because of economic situations and just because of COVID and things that families have gone through. And also now with the price of food and other things, that families are having to share resources more than I think they have in the past. But grandparents get involved, I have seen, when they're adult children. Let's talk about substance abuse especially, or there's domestic violence, and DHS may get involved or do get involved, and they're looking for resources for these children, and either grandparents are coming alongside of, or the children are moving into the grandparents' home when a parent may go to substance abuse treatment or whatever else the court is ordering. And sometimes parental rights get terminated. And then grandparents have the first right, family does, to try, if there's functional family, to adopt the children.
I know that I've had some conversations with grandparents in our residential program, and they've all been good. You read about the, when you read the reports, the kids tell you, we always just take the kids out to the ball game all the time. And I had one boy that was there, and he just absolutely adored his grandfather. His grandfather, he said, was positive. His grandfather encouraged him. And he said, I want to be a track star. I followed this kid 2 years after he got done. He was. He was up at Rock Valley, and he was doing great. But it's just that they give you the space. You've got a place to go where you can kind of get it together. And I think this kid just absolutely adored his grandparent and unfortunately did not care at all for his dad. And I think that was something he had to work out over the period of time. Brenda, let me ask you with the grandmothers, with the girls, what are they looking for? What's the positive side that what do they offer to girls, adolescent girls? It's listening, being around them. What do the girls need that the grandparents maybe can provide?
I think it's a sense of this is what life was like for me, and this is what your future can be, and how much things have changed for the female gender. And just that pathway or that conversation of how to navigate some things, it can be tough in the world. And if you identify as a female, how to navigate all of that. And knowing who to talk to and do that safely sometimes is a resource you can tap into with an older generation person.
You know, we may not like it, but it's a fact of life, and we see it all the time. I see it particularly with athletes. When they come up, I want to thank my grandmother who raised me, and I hear that very often. And that just goes to show you that there's other kinds of families out there and other kind of family support. And when we get down to what do families need, and you find that void there, here comes the grandmother or the grandfather or both to step in and fill that for that child. And then when the child grows up, he looks back and says, not my grandmother. I want to thank my grandma. I want to go buy my grandmother a house. How many times you hear that? You just kind of warm up a little bit because you know it had to be tough growing up. We just had a gentleman come in and talk with our children. He was a former football player, Steve Grant. He played with the Indianapolis Colts. And he came in and he talked about growing up in Miami, in North Miami, very poor. He went through everything, all the stories you hear, and he made it. And he made it because of his grandmother. He talked about his grandmother. So, I mean, and moms do this also, but families are forced into situations where you got to look at all the resources you have. And sometimes you get down to that second level, and it's the grandparents that come in and kick butt. They have more time, as Brenda said earlier. They have some resources that they can work with. They kind of go through their life and looking at kind of slowing down. But I'll tell you, kids can weigh you down. I mean, you better have the energy. I think we could put a course together. Get in shape for your grandkids. You know, something like that. If you're over 70, you got to take this course. Sandy, you got anything you want to talk about in that?
Yes. Right now, we're assisting some friends of ours who are just in medical emergencies. And so my husband has now babysat. This is his third morning of babysitting. And when this little boy, who's a year and a half, goes home, my husband takes a much earlier nap during the day, and he comments that this is why you have these children when you are much younger to keep up with them. And when our grandkids come, the girls come, there's nothing better than having them come. But when they leave, it's like, oh, sometimes you're just exhausted. The house is too quiet, but I'm exhausted.
Yeah, it's like a hurricane came in and ran right out the door when they go. But it's a nice time, but it's active, and it puts you on a different timetable that you really, as a grandparent and or retiree, you're not used to. And it takes energy, I'll tell you. And the smaller, whew, you know, I guess my grandson and my grandchildren are, one's in college and one's a sophomore in high school, but I also have a five-year-old. And I'll take the older kids because they kind of like want to hang out, not really, you have to get in shape for them. But the little one, whew. I think we ought to come back with the show. I was talking to Brenda about this. Remember the odd link of the show, Kids Say the Darndest Things? I think it's time to look at something like that because the kids, they see it, they're honest, they give you this straight feedback. When I see a kid in a bad situation, and I remember at one of our board meetings, one of the police officers talking about what they hate to do is domestic violence calls when they have to take action and the child watches and nothing's done for the child. They just go on what has to happen. We're sensitive to that right now. We get involved in that, but those are the extremes. Those are the other ends of the spectrum. The family unit is still the unit, and the grandparents are a very, very, very important part of that unit. So I thank you for sharing that information with us today. We're all grandparents here. So we got our license. We paid our dues. Got our scars. So it's all good. Listen, we're coming up on the end of our show, and we like to end our show with a weekly joke. So since we're talking about grandparents, we're going to stay in that theme. What do you call your grandmother on speed dial? Instagram. Okay. Thanks, Brenda. Sandy, also thanks to our listening audience. Shout out to all the tail waggers for the little yellow dog. Their efforts help to provide Christmas presents for children in Siouxland. Don't forget the 87th Yellow Dog Auction at noon today at the Ho-Chunk Center. If you can't make it down, just keep your dial tuned to KSCJ. We'll be back next Saturday morning at 7 a.m. right here on 1360 AM 94.9 FM KSCJ, where we will share some exciting news about Stuffed Ratique, Siouxland's best-kept secret. The Ratique, it has a surprise for you. Huge Christmas sale now in progress, so get over there. The Stuffed Ratique located at the Old Indian Hills Shopping Plaza. Don't forget to do your homework this week and go out and have a good laugh. It's good for the soul. Have a great week, and may the sun shine on you.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then. Happy trails to you. Till we meet again.
For more information on the services provided by Boys and Girls Home and Family Services, see them online at boysandgirlshomeiowa.org. Or you can call 712-293-4700. To get more information about family services, residential treatment, the Opportunity School, the Siouxland Family Center, and more. At Boys and Girls Home and Family Services, we change lives.